KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
I cried for that woman, they're gonna flood you big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. And I heard my dream went back downstream, Clifordon and Davenport, and I followed you big river when she called.
Eyebrows and went on down alone. Well, I pulled into Natchez next day down the river, but there wasn't much there to make around to stay very long. When I left, it was raining, so nobody saw me cry. Big river, why she doing me this way? Down the Baton Rouge River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Home, I've had enough, done my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me.
I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. The Alaska House narrowly approved a bill Wednesday that would substantially increase state funding for public schools on a long-term basis for the first time in nearly a decade. House Bill 69 would increase the so-called base student allocation by $1,000. Lawmakers estimate it will raise public education spending roughly $275 million next school year. Sitka Independent Representative and former teacher Rebecca Himshute says it's an effort to find common ground with the governor and Republicans in the House and Senate minority caucuses.
This bill is a wonderful compromise. Schools have been waiting. They have cut the fat. They have cut the flesh. And we are now cutting into the bone of our education system. It is time to act, and this bill provides that opportunity.
Boosting education funding was a key campaign issue for members of the Democrat-heavy majority caucus. Parents, teachers, students, and community leaders have pleaded with lawmakers to increase school funding for years. But Governor Mike Dunleavy has said on numerous occasions he would not support a bill that raised education funding without policy changes aimed at boosting student achievement. Majority lawmakers added a number of education policy changes to the bill after negotiations with the governor's staff. Most notably, lawmakers added a reading-focused incentive program. Republicans' opposition to the bill concentrated on a few key areas. Many, like Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance, say they're not satisfied with the policy changes added to the bill.
I want to be clear. I fully support adequate funding for education in Alaska, but funding alone, without meaningful reform, is insufficient.
Others objected to what they saw as an inadequate public process. Some said they're concerned it could force a trade-off between education spending and Alaskans' permanent fund dividends. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to continue to evolve. A federal district court judge has denied a claim made by two regional tribal consortiums in western Alaska that fisheries management in the Bering Sea violated environmental law. U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason denied the claims made by the Association of Village Council Presidents and Tanana Chiefs Conference in a judgment on Tuesday. The AVP sued the National Marine Fisheries Service, which manages fisheries in the federal waters outside of Alaska. The tribal organizations claimed that recent groundfish harvest management in the Bering Sea wasn't properly taking into account major changes to the ocean ecosystem, including fisheries collapses on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, and thus violated federal law. But Judge Gleason found that the Fisheries Management Agency followed the proper legal steps. It's not yet clear whether the plaintiffs in the case plan to appeal the decision. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Tim Rocky. The likelihood of a volcano's explosive eruption not far from a huge chunk of Alaska's population has increased, according to researchers. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more on the unrest at Mount Spur.
Alaska volcano researchers like Matt Haney have had their eyes on Mount Spur for months.
It started almost a year ago with increased amounts of earthquakes beneath the volcano, and we've been tracking that closely.
Haney is the scientist in charge at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. He says researchers also observed that the surface of Mount Spur was inflating outwards. Movements escalated in the summer when researchers saw snow on the summit of the volcano begin to melt and form a turquoise lake. Then on Friday and Tuesday, researchers flew over the volcano where they sampled gases venting from the volcano. Between the increase in gases, quakes, the melting of snow, and the inflating surface, Haney says signs are pretty good that Spur will erupt in the coming weeks or months.
It's almost like we have a checklist of the usual signs that volcanoes give us before they progress to an eruption, and now we're seeing all four of those are giving us those indicators.
Mount Spur is about 80 miles west of Anchorage and the closest active volcano to Alaska's population centers. It erupted twice historically, once in 1953 and again in 1992.
When we consider many different scenarios, including the scenario that the volcano may not ultimately erupt, or other eruption scenarios, we now consider it the most likely scenario to be eruptions like occurred in 1953 and 1992 at Spur.
Haney says the most likely scenario is an eruption not from the summit of Mount Spur, but at an opening about 2 miles away called Crater Peak.
The eruptions of Mount Spur in 1953 and in 1992 were from Crater Peak. And when they flew around Crater Peak, they did not measure sulfur dioxide gas in excess of background there, but they did measure carbon dioxide, which is indicative of magma intruding beneath Mount Spur in Crater Peak in particular.
Spur remains at a yellow advisory status, as it has since October. But Haney and other researchers now predict an explosive eruption rather than lava running down the volcano.
More often than not, we have explosive eruptions that fragment magma and shoot ash, 50,000 feet into the atmosphere.
Those explosions could last for as long as a few hours and produce ash clouds carried for hundreds of miles. On the ground, the ash would also be the most immediate danger to residents, says State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zittick.
Ash is not good for people to breathe. It's not good for you to get on your skin. And so what we want people to do during the volcanic eruption is really minimize their exposure to that ash as much as possible. mask up if they do have to go outside.
Zittig says the ash can also impact visibility on the roads and damage vehicles, so residents should limit their driving in the event of an eruption. Haney, the volcano researcher, says an eruption could come with little or no additional warning and pose a risk to people closer to the volcano within about 15 or 20 miles.
There would be more proximal hazards like hot flows of ash and gas called pyroclastic flows that would go down the slopes of the volcano. There can also be volcanic mud flows called lahars.
More information on how residents can prepare for an eruption is available on the State Emergency Division website, ready.alaska.gov. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. The cone is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Well, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yes, what a wonderful day. Look out there. You know I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Y'all come on now. Whoa, the cattle are standing like statues. The cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah, well, what a wonderful day. I want y'all to know, I've got a beautiful feeling. I've got everything. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. My way. All right, y'all, do it to me. Of the earth are like music. The breeze is as busy, it don't miss a tree. And a little old weeping willow is laughing at me. She said, oh, what a beautiful morning. All right now. Yes, what a wonderful day. Beautiful feeling. I got everything. I got everything. I got everything. Woo! Everything's going my way. My way. Everything going my way.
such a wonderful day. Oh, got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Yeah, a little Ray Charles there, one of the finest musicians ever, number one according to Eric Clapton. I'm pretty much prone to agree with him, but another beautiful morning. Every morning is beautiful in paradise, right? And good morning, everybody out here in this wonderful place. Start out with Dolly Parton with I Live My Life. After that, The Highwaymen, and that's Jennings, Nelson, Cash, and Christopherson, of course. That's what they're going to do, The Highwayman. And then Roseanne Cash with Runaway Train. Then got some Johnny Cash after that. Little Dave Brazel coming up, Aaron Young, Roy Clark, don't go away.
I've lived my life and I'm only 18. I left the country for the city. Thought I was smart, but I was silly. I should have known I'd get in trouble being so green. I've lived my life and I'm only 18. I met a boy and learned to love him. I would have done anything for him. I loved him more than anything I've ever seen. I've lived my life and I'm only 18. Only 18, but it's all over. I made him happy, he made me cry, then said goodbye. I've lived my life and I'm only 18.
where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
I'm worried about you.
And now it's with you.
Little Johnny Cash up next with the Cremation of Sam McGee. And then little David Frizzell with You're the Reason God Made Old Men, I think it's going to be. Farron Young after that with Live Fast, Love Hard, and Die Young. Here's Johnny.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way, I'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and you talk of your coal, well, through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess, and if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains. Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh, God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round, and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm." There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LeBarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're missing you. I'm sure missing you.
Hear the city lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip wish that they could be like you.
I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I don't want slow walking and sad singing, let 'em have a jubilee. I wanna leave a lot of happy women making pretty thoughts of me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit. I really do get around. I got a little black book and the gals look cute. And I know the name of every spot in town. I wanna find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. live fast, live hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I'm a wampus cat, let me grab my hat, baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, live hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Well, you may not approve of the things I do, it really don't bother me. So don't ever think you're gonna tie me down. I'm gonna stay footloose, fancy free. Jump back, make tracks, move out, hit them pretty gals and me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
Well, it's a lot better to live fast and love hard and die old. Roy Clark's up next with Simple Thing as Love. Then Hank Snow with When Mexican Joe Met Jolie Blonde. And then the Statler Brothers with Nothing As Original As You. I wonder if he's talking about potato chips there. I don't think so. Here's Roy.
When you come across unto me with your hair the tangled grass of evening breezes, and you do not hide your face because somebody said one time it wasn't natural, what a joy for us just running down this crooked trail of midnight and the peaceful things inside me that it does. Then you whisper low, I have to go. The acid tears start coming slow. Complicate a simple thing as love. Awake now, I don't hear the floorboards creaking as you walk back from the window, or feel your satin fingers drawing patterns on my back where I be dying. Without you, I'm a child who sucks the vacant thumb of emptiness left crying when he has not had enough. At the mercy of an empty room, sing verses to some faded wall, confused about a simple thing as love. Stay here till the clock runs out and falls from sheer exhaustion, or till morning when I watch you as you stoop to pick your things up from the floor. But too soon for us it's over, in the shock of the electric light bulb sunrise from the ceiling up above, as it dangles to remind us of the spider web that binds us and just complicates a simple thing as love. Awake now, I don't hear the floorboards creaking as you walk back from the window, or feel your satin fingers drawing patterns on my back where I lay dying. Child who sucks the vacant thumb of emptiness left crying when he has not had enough. At the mercy of an empty room, sang verses to some faded wall, confused about a simple thing as love.
That Jolie Blonde, see, 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 wee, wee, how they carried on. He held it tight and danced all night and crossed the border at daylight when Mexican Joe met Jolie Blonde. Mexican Joe was wild and reckless. He walked into a honky-tonk in Texas. He was looking for some real romance and petting,
On a barroom stool alone, this doll was sitting. He walked up to the bar and said, I think I'll have a drink. Three fingers out, tequila would clear my head, I think. Well, she looked around and caught his eye, and Joe said, hi, yeah, 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 yeah. When Mexican Joe met Julie Blonde. A lovely senorita, let's go out and paint the town. So he danced around, romanced her, and he showed that gal around. Joe LeBlanc said, I'm so hungry, and she breathed a little sigh. So he fed her filet gumbo, enchiladas on the side. Then he held her close and whispered, will you be mine for life? She said, oui, monsieur, but tell me, what'll we do about your wife? So he shouted, ah, caramba, I think I'd better go. So he swam across the river and went back to Mexico. Carried on. He held it tight and danced all night, then crossed the boat around daylight when Mexican Joe met Julie Blonde.
Sitting in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., looking out the window at the miles of history. Somewhere in the skyline is the Capitol Dome and the White House that just a few men have called home. Paintings by the masters hanging on its walls, words of the greatest still ringing in its halls, antiques and heirlooms from another century, statues and monuments just waiting there for me. And today I saw the first airplane that flew. Saw a dinosaur and a space module too. Saw Washington's monument and marveled at the view. But even here there's nothing as original as you. Saw a play at Ford's Theater, and let me tell you this, the Pentagon is something no one should ever miss. Saw Jefferson's Memorial, and I saw Lincoln's too. I don't think there was one thing I missed seeing except you. 'Cause today I saw the first airplane that flew, touched the moon rock, saw a senator at the zoo. Got lost 7 times on Pennsylvania Avenue. But even here there's nothing as original as you. Even here there's nothing as original as you.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring 2-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Yeah, Ernest Tubb is next with us with a piece called Letters Have No Arms, then Kinky Friedman with Rapid City, South Dakota, and then Waylon Jennings after that with Slow rolling low. Yes. Anyway, here's Ernest Tubb.
I
just got your letter, dearest sweetheart. And darling, I miss you oh so much. Your letter has cheered me, but I'm lonesome. Lonesome just to feel your loving touch. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letter, I wanna be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand, or none of your sweet loving charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms. Oh, Billy Bird now. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letter, I wanna be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand, or none of your sweet loving charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms.
Just a ragged kid in overalls, he thumbed a ride one day. He told me, anywhere you're going, it's on my way. But as we passed by Big Al's drive-in, his eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. He said, I hope to God she finds the goodbye letter I wrote her, but the mail don't move so fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. Well, he left her just a blanket of snow upon the farm, and that don't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his pa was too damn mean. And there weren't no money pumping gasoline. And her gentle eyes, the merchandise of dreams, the peddler sold her, left her there alone in Rapid City, South Dakota. The reason he was going, I ain't sure I could say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. There's a doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be alright. He told himself as he stared into the night. He said, I hope to God she finds the goodbye
slow in Rapid City. South Dakota.
Slow rolling low, ain't a mother would want me. Done got me so down, been out around, don't know my head from my toes. Ain't a hand here to hold, ain't a shoulder to cry on, ain't a lesson to learn, nor a corner to turn. Twixt the dying and me, Lord, I want it to be something you could depend on. Lordy, Lord, boy, and me, ain't nobody would care. I got a slow rolling low, forgot the words of my song. Ain't that just like a fool? Wanna ride on them trains when the trains is all gone.
Now we have Looking Back Texas, that's Waylon Jennings and Willie, of course. After that, we have some Freddie Fender with Your Cheating Heart. That'll take us to the, well, we'll run out when the Judds are playing with Chains of Heart. I'll leave it there.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. Got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looking Back, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Looking Back, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to
to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Had my boss lie.